Story popped up yesterday. I don't think a lot of people would have expected this coming, but when you see the name Royko pop up in the news.
Right.
I mean, you think Mike.
Of course.
You think the family. Mike Royko, arguably the greatest newspaper writer ever.
Yes.
Columns about the city he loved that were inspirational, that moved politicians, that moved regular citizens, made you laugh, pissed you off. I mean, the whole
deal.
All
of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You feel like you knew him.
Mike was only 64, 5, probably when he died. He died in the late 90s.
Yeah.
And it's an interesting development to see the name pop up today and to know that Sam Royko wants to be an alderman.
And doesn't want to stay in the family business.
And Sam joins us now.
Oh, hey, Sam.
Sam, how are you?
Hey, Steve, Jane. Thanks for having me on today.
Well, thanks for being on. And it's a pleasure to meet you, and I hope we'll be able to do this more than just once. What do you think?
That.
I know you've been asked this a lot in the last 24 to 48, but what do you think Dad would say?
You know, I think he'd be proud. A lot of people, you know, there's a lot of different sides to my dad. And growing up with my dad was someone who really, like, pushed me to always tackle every challenge. I think he would have thought city council was going to be a challenge for sure. But I think he'd be happy to see me pushing for it. And I think a lot of it comes from my desire to do what he did, to give a voice to people from Chicago. You know, here it may just be my ward, but it's something that makes a huge difference.
You are by trade a lawyer?
I am, yeah.
And as a lawyer, sliding into the political side is not a huge transition, but what do you see going on, not just in the first, but in the city that needs attention, you know, that'd be the top two or three on your to-do list?
Well, you know, we were really impacted by crime here. We had a violent crime situation with my girlfriend a year and a half ago when she was carjacked with Division Ashland in Milwaukee down here in the middle of the day. It was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And that was really kind of the catalyst for starting to say, we need to do something. We got out and did a lot of community organizing. And from meeting all the community, I would say that was one of the positives that did come out of it, is we really got to tie in with the community, see we could get some stuff done, just realize what an amazing, vibrant community we have here. And one of the really great things is this ward actually encompasses where my dad grew up at 2122 North Milwaukee, above the bar. His family operated there. So, you know, it's not just where I live now. It's where he lived, you know, almost a century ago.
It's amazing when you think he's been gone for what's going on 25 years.
Yeah, 25 years now.
And you can make an argument. Nobody ever cared more about the little guy than Mike Royko. If you met him, you shook his hand, you rip your arm off. He had the man's handshake. But he was a guy that loved this city. And it's guys like Royko that you would love to have a few minutes with now and go, give us some guidance here. What are we going to do, you know, going forward? You've talked about your dad a little bit here, but what's the one thing that's a Mike Royko thing that you'd take to your job as alderman?
Again, fighting for the little guy. I think that's a big part of it for us. We really want to be like a community-led campaign here. We want to be tied in, and we want to bring the communication back to the ward and really know what's going on, hear from them what the community needs, what the community thinks they should be fighting for, share with them what we're doing. We're trying to really make it about working together, and people need to know what's going on, and I think that's something that my dad was really good at.
And once you are elected and you become alderman, what's the first thing you do?
I think the first thing is just dive in, you know, and then that's probably the attorney in me. It's digging through everything, making sure we know what's going on, and then getting out there in the community and really advocating for them. I mean, it's a great combination of the lawyer side of me and the journalist side of my dad, you know, to be able to kind of have both of those skills to navigate and work with.
You know, Sam Royko's the guest, and you get into this. Some people might say, maybe have your head examined. You got a nice law practice going. You've got some great connections. You've worked hard to build and keep Northwestern and Georgetown, you know, on the resume. Everybody knows your name. People return your phone calls. The alderman and city council too many times has been like herding cats. And I remember talking to Rahm Emanuel about this. I go, look, Chicago needs a tough mayor, not just because it's a big, tough city. There's got to be somebody that can reel the alderman in. Do you have aldermanic connections where you say, okay, this is somebody I can work with, learn from, be a part of? Or are you coming in as a sole proprietor here, fresh-faced youngster who's just going to come in and mix it up and figure out your way?
You know, I can tell you we did a lot of coalition building for the community here when we had a tackle public safety. We had 10 different organizations sign on public safety. We did the same thing for trying to keep our community together during the ward remap process, which was quite the process here. I'm going to jump in with the same kind of feeling for city council. You know, we're going to reach out to everyone. We're going to try to talk to people. I want to be someone who can work with people to get things done. I don't want to just sit there stagnant. I think it's important we get Chicago back to the Chicago that works. It's critical right now. And so things like communication, constituent services, I mean, we're going to get back to the basics here.
Yeah, I love that. And jumping off of what Steve just said, being a fresh face, do you think that the city needs more and more of these fresh faces to get things done and to make things happen?
I think especially getting younger people engaged in politics Amen. Right now is so important.
Amen. I mean, 100%. You know, kids feel that kids aren't inclined to be involved. And kids, by the way, kids, I'm talking 35 and under.
Yeah.
But once you're an adult, it's your town. You know, you got to be a part of keeping it, fixing it, and making sure it's headed in the right direction. And I couldn't agree with you more. And I'm happy to hear you say, Sam, that you want younger folks involved and in the middle of it. Our mutual friend, Rick Kogan, who was like the little kid your dad wanted to swat in the head a few times. But no, I mean, look, there's nobody better than Rick Kogan. And Rick knows right, the yes. Roycos from the jump. And I know he's doing a story on you that I think is going to be online tomorrow and in the paper on Sunday. But I brought up your dad. What about Judy? What about Mom?
You know, my mom has been fantastic. She has always pushed me to tackle challenges. And, you know, she's been there since we lost my dad when I was 9. So she has been a beacon of light and support through this. Also, her family was engaged in politics and they were lawyers. Her grandmother was one of the first women to graduate from Northwestern Law. They were trailblazers, too. So I try to take some of that with me as well.
It's a great family. And it's impressive that you're going to do this and jump in. I wish you nothing but the best. Yeah. I like your ideas. And we need leadership of a different kind in a lot of different areas in this town. And you may be the guy. And by the way, if you screw up, you're welcome back as well. We'll just ask you tougher questions.
Right.
I appreciate that.
All right, Sam. Thanks.
Thanks, Sam.
And read about Sam Royko tomorrow online. I think it's tomorrow in the Chicago Tribune. Yes, it will be tomorrow from our friend Rick Kogan.
That'll be great.
And then in
learn
print
a little
on
bit
Sunday.
More.
And get the paper. Would it kill you to get the paper?
No, I love the paper.
You know, get the paper just for the sake of Sam and, you know, as a tribute to Mike.
And then send it to his mom and then he can have copies of it.
Who's his campaign manager? Slats?
Well played. Good poll by you.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast, wherever you listen.